Cash in on the basketball playoffs with Prize Picks. Don't miss your last chance to add your favorite players from the court to your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's points, rebounds, assists, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash today. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. This week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at the basketball board and selecting Jason Tatum for more than 8 rebounds. Download the app today and use code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump In Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
Technically, Patreon City, I guess we say sometimes. I forgot to say
Patreon City. It's okay. Gerard's not here, so everything fell apart.
Everything fell apart. And that's the quickest way to find out. That's the quickest way to figure out.
The glue. Gerard is so important.
What is the glue? What is the glue of the pod?
You know,
Gerard Milligan.
It's so interesting how that happens. And I will say, I'm bummed he doesn't get to talk about this movie, but I am delighted in the guests that we do have. And honestly, we should have had this guest whether or not Gerard was here.
But we love Gerard. Gerard's the glue, the super glue. He's the gorilla glue that keeps all our wigs from sliding.
Yes, apparently.
He's the gorilla glue that keeps our wigs from sliding.
Ladies, never use gorilla glue on your wigs. You will end up going viral for being an idiot. Yeah, for the wrong reasons.
I'm gonna do a little. See, we Gerard usually does this drum roll, but then because he does that, I don't get to talk about people's credits. So now I get to do that
isn't that in theory supposed to go under you saying the credits?
It
and
is,
stuff?
But it's like.
Oh.
I just
Are you
jump right in when you need
your
me.
Own drum roll? All right. Listen, she is a comedian, an actress, a writer. You've seen her on the TV show Bigger, The Changeling, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Please give it up for the one and only Rashida Crockett.
What a wonderful introduction. Really love that drum roll. Thank you guys so much for having me. Oh, I love the pod. I love you guys. I am happy to be here.
Yes. And wait, you've been on this.
This can't be the first time. Is
no,
it the first
this
time?
This is my second time on your pod.
There okay, you yes, go. That's yes. what I thought.
What was the
Return
first time?
Return guess.
Yeah.
Yes, this is a great question.
Somebody's Gabrielle Union movie. It was another action movie.
Was it the Break-In movie?
It was the Break-In movie with Gabrielle Union.
Was it called Break-In? I feel like it was called something basic like that.
Yeah, and the throw line was like, payback is a mother.
It was called Breaking In.
Breaking In. That was when we were breaking in into the industry, but now
that
we're here.
Is a mother.
Rashida, this is actually the third time you've been on.
Hey!
Oh, snap. What am I missing?
You were also on the photograph.
I remember that now. I remember the photo. It was in
Issa Rae and Lakeith Stanfield.
Fun fact, I was also in The Changeling with Lakeith Stanfield.
That's right.
I don't remember talking about that movie at all.
The Photograph?
I actually can't even really remember talking about either movie.
I think there was a point.
No, it's the movies that are forgettable. I think there was a point where Gabrielle Union took her shoes off.
And that was a problem for me. Yeah.
Okay, yes. And that's because you were memorable, Rashida. That's why I remember that moment. There's no reason I would remember that moment if not for how you reacted on the episode, probably. Most likely.
Because why do you want shards of glass in your feet? I know you're trying to be quiet, but come on.
Trying to be quiet.
Just walk on your tiptoes.
A woman also takes off her shoes in this film.
Yeah, and let me tell you, they were like, they tried to make a meal out of that.
They really did. They really did. They really acted like it was the first and only time in a movie a woman has been like, I'm taking off these heels.
I'm getting down to business. And you know what that means I got to do? Take off these damn shoes. And that's how you know I'm about to get it in. And get it in, she did.
Now, those of you, everybody here is a loyal fan, but we do these little preview things. So just for anybody who might be listening to the preview, we are a film review podcast. We review the films of leading Black actors. We talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood, mm-hmm. despite the fact that racism was solved when Barack Obama was elected president.
It was solved when Donald J. Trump was elected president. He's the one who solved it.
Yeah.
The second time. The first time, I think it was still potentially an issue.
No. The first time was Lincoln. So he solved racism.
Oh, okay. Lincoln solved racism.
But okay. We wasn't doing movies like that yet. But right. Then Barack Obama.
Yes. Right. Yes. Okay.
And
all right.
Then Donald J. Trump.
And then Donald J. Trump.
Because death comes in threes.
We're not a political podcast.
No,
the world
not.
Is on fire. What is there to say, guys? We are. My name is Jonathan Braylock. I should say that.
My name is James III.
And as we said, Gerard's in here. Guys, we are reviewing G20. This film came out this year. It is an Amazon Prime release. So it was released directly on Amazon Prime. It did not have a theatrical release, to my knowledge. So there is no box office. However, it is still in the top 10 on Amazon Prime for whatever that means or whatever that's worth.
That's better than the opposite.
It was released April 10th, so we're recording this in May. It's actually May 5th.
Yeah, this is going to come out about a month later, right? Or maybe even maybe.
Yeah,
even exactly.
And so it still being in the top 10, I think, does mean something, sure. You know?
Yeah.
Sure.
It currently... okay. It currently has a 57% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not high.
It is technically rotten. The critics apparently don't like it.
But what about audience, though?
Okay, the audience score is somehow lower. It's 47%.
Interesting. Okay, interesting. They was coming for this one.
And no one's to blame, right? There's no one person to blame.
And there's no
I
one
think
to
there's
blame.
Probably a couple people who you could directly target. I think. I would think that there's probably a couple people who you could direct.
This film obviously stars Viola Davis, Marseille Martin, you may know from Blackish. Let's see. What's this bad guy's name again? He's from The Boys.
Anthony Starr.
That guy from The Boys.
Anthony Starr. Anthony Starr.
The villain from The Boys.
Oh, Anthony Starr. There's no H, you guys.
Anthony Starr. He is a meme.
He is a meme.
Right? But like, let's be honest. Like, I think for as many people who watch The Boys, and there obviously are a lot.
Oh, yeah. I guess there's probably more people who know him as the...
People know him as the
Homelander
meme.
Memes are pretty strong, are pretty popular.
And they're great. Yeah. I watched the first season of The Boys, and that meme comes from a later season. Like, I've never seen it, but I know the... season the context two. Of it.
Yeah, season two. I haven't watched past that, but so I'm so glad that I also have context. And then typically, the way that it's memed, typically it works perfectly. It's exactly what's happening in those scenes.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything else? Basically, this film is about, as you might have surmised by the title, a G20 summit is happening. Viola Davis is the president of the United States of America.
First black female president.
First only black.
Because it happens in movies, but not in life.
You know, it's kind of, there is a part of me that wondered if they were like, when they were doing this movie, they were like, well, by this time, freaking Kamala will probably be president of the United States.
If I had a dollar for every time I looked at a piece of like art that made me think, oh, they probably thought Kamala was going to win, I would at least have $2 because for this.
Yeah.
Yes. And then that Angela Bassett series.
Correct.
On Netflix, they were probably like, oh, that's, well, great. This is after Kamala wins. It'll make sense.
The one with Robert De Niro.
Correct. Right? Yes.
I watched that whole thing and I cannot tell you what the name of that show is. I watched the entire series.
Same.
And for right now, if you said, John, I'll give you $10,000.
Like Day One or something like that? Like, isn't it?
Oh,
like,
that's exactly what it's called.
Yeah, yep. Day One. Or Day Zero?
Day Zero. Day Zero. Yes. And
we
why
don't know.
Is that, what does that have to do with? I haven't seen anything but the trailer. And I thought it was Day One.
So. It actually was interesting. Anyway, this film is about a G20 summit in which terrorists take over the G20 summit for a bunch of different reasons, but really the reason is money. They want that money, honey, in cryptocurrency. And Viola Davis and a Secret Service agent and some other people have to try to survive. And
some other
people. Right?
This is an accurate recapitulation of the movie.
Yeah,
I think you should keep going, Braylon.
Yeah. I mean, that is what it is. It's some other people.
It is what it is.
It's kind of like White House Down meets Die Hard.
Yeah, very Die Hard-y.
Yeah,
very
but did you name all the black people? You named all the black people. You hit everybody.
I didn't hit the son. The son's name is Christopher Farrar. F-A-R-R-A-R.
Okay. That's the actor. We're going to call him Demetrius because that's his character's name and it's easier to say.
Demetrius is his character's name. Christopher is his first name. That's an easy name.
That's easy.
We've seen him in stuff, right? Like that we've already reviewed?
I don't know. I'm looking here.
I'm looking. Yeah,
he's been in Abbott Elementary. He's been in Atlanta. But I mean, obviously, we those are TV shows. Let's see. Film. I don't know. It doesn't really look like he's in many films.
Is he in that episode of Atlanta that made me stop watching the show? Oh, yeah, he is.
He might be.
What was the episode that made you stop watching the show? The Goofy episode?
No, I never got that far. Everybody was like, you're going to love the Goofy episode.
I thought about you when I saw the Goofy episode.
He was in episode one of season
three. Episode one of season three. I stopped. This is my first time admitting that on the podcast, but I stopped watching it after that episode.
Now we all know James the Third's truth. We know.
I didn't love that episode. I'll have to admit.
Yeah, I was kind of. There's things that sometimes get made that are like we're raising awareness for this thing, but then sometimes don't feel like they're handled in a way that has the kind of reverence that I think would need to be had for that thing, and that episode is representative of that, and that's why I stopped watching it. And there it is, and now it's out there behind the paywall, though. So,
you gotta come get it. If you want to come get it. I don't know the episode you're referring to, but it happens.
There were two other black people.
The Africans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Africans. That was cool. That was fun.
The Theo Bangani. Ooh, there's no way I'm saying this last name. Nita Levant. Ooh, that's a tough one. Theo Bangani, I'm gonna say.
Okay.
I love how you're just like, I'm going to say this.
I'll say the first two.
And some other people. Yeah. That's messed up. Say her name.
IMDb doesn't have her photo, so now I'm like,
it's hard. It's hard. And it's even harder when technology.
Oh, here we go. I think it's this one.
We found it.
Naxolo Dilamini?
I think you nailed it. And you shouldn't even question it. Yeah.
Naxolo, that's a what
matters
cool
is
name.
What matters is you went for it.
You went,
you know
for
what
it.
I mean. You went for it, and you know,
with honor, wanted, respect, with honor, dignity. Respect.
Exactly. You weren't just
Naxolo,
out here.
Naxolo means peace.
That's a beautiful.
Oh,
name.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's a beautiful name.
Now it is time for initial thoughts because we did everything right. There's nothing. There's
I
nothing
think
else.
So. There's nothing else because there's no box office. We know what the Rotten Tomatoes is.
Yeah.
It's low.
Jonathan Raylock, James the Third, Drum Milligan, J.D. McGinn. What more can I say? You know what it is.
Black men can jump. In
Hollywood. Black actors, man.
Black actors.
All right. All right. All right.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.